Eulalia, Disc 3.
Chapter 8. Once the Blood Gullet's lookout sighted land off the port side, Vizca Longtooth gave orders to heave to and follow the coastline. The weather had become milder and was considerably warmer. It had been 4 days and Gorath was still chained to the mast. The young badger had received nothing to eat or drink, apart from a few mouthfuls of rainwater. He looked gaunt and ill, with his head wound now solidified to a hardened scab, which stuck out on his brow like some grotesque decoration. But he would not give in, either to blandishments, starvation or beatings which were regularly inflicted upon him. The Golden Fox, however, still lived in hopes of converting Gorath to the life of a sea raider. It was a calm summer morn, and Vizca was taking breakfast as usual, just out of reach but well in sight of his prisoner. He spooned warm oatmeal and honey from a bowl, making much show of enjoying it as he taunted Gorath.
"I'll wager you worked hard to grow these oats, and your honey is just the way I likes it, sweet and thick."
The badger kept his head down, not bothering to look up at his tormentor. Vizca held the partially filled bowl out to him.
"You knows you like it, Rockhead. Come on, talk to me. Do you want some, eh?"
When he received no reaction, the Golden Fox merely emptied the remainder of the bowl over the side.
"Ah, that's enough of that. Let the fishes eat it."
Vizca picked up the length of tarred and knotted rope.
"Ha! Look what I found. Do you want a taste of this, eh?"
He was about to swing it when his brother Codge approached, pointing landward.
"See, Captain, a river, crossing the shore, off that way."
Shading his eyes, Vizca peered at the wide estuary. It ran across the sands into the sea.
"Any beast knows this river? Ask the crew, brother."
Codge saluted, going off to the main cabin, where some of the crew were breakfasting. He returned with Glerma, the fat, greasy rat wife who was ship's cook. She had served on other ships before coming aboard the Blood Gullet. Vizca nodded toward the river.
"You know this place, eh?"
Glerma wiped grimy paws on a stained apron.
"Aye, Captain. That's the River Moss. Runs out of moss flower country."
Vizca signalled his steer beast to take Blood Gullet in closer.
"Big river. Did you ever sail up it?"
The rat wife gnawed at a dirty paw claw.
"Long time that afore you was found."
The Golden Fox cuffed Glerma's paw away from her mouth.
"Tell me about it."
Glerma sniffed and spat into the sea.
"Sailed up there with Captain Bulgin in the shark fin. Looking for Red Abbey walls. Never got that far, though, only to the ford place. Shrew beast and hotters, hundreds of them, drove us away. Mad fighters, those shrew beasts and hotters. We was lucky to get out alive. Never went back there."
Vizca Longtooth mulled over the information, murmuring,
"You was lucky to get any place in a vessel little as the shark fin. And with Bulgin too. Ha! Damn was scared of his own shadder. Red Abbey walls, eh?"
Vizca suddenly realised what the cook was trying to say.
"You mean Red Wall Abbey? Was that the name of the place?"
The Golden Fox suddenly seized the rat wife, shaking her.
"Red Wall Abbey? What did Captain Bulgin say about it?"
Glerma struggled to free herself of the Golden Fox's grip.
"I'll tell you if you stop rattling me bones."
Vizca released the cook, who spoke willingly.
"Aye, Red Wall Abbey, that's what Bulgin called it. And he knew the way, because he had a chart. It was straight up the River Moss, carry on through the trees till you comes to a ford. Then you abandons ship and marches south, down the road for maybe a day or more, and you can sight it, plain as a pikestaff. Biggest place you ever clapped your eyes on, and the richest too. That's what Bulgin said."
Gorath still sat beside the mast, his head hanging low and both eyes closed, the picture of a hopelessly beaten prisoner. However, inside, his heart was thumping wildly. He had heard everything the cook had said. Red Wall Abbey! This was the land of Mossflower that his grandfather had told him of. Suppressing the quivers of excitement that threatened to betray his feelings, the young badger slouched even lower, allowing his wounded forehead and muzzle to touch the deck. He listened carefully to what was said. Fisker Longtooth issued orders.
Drop anchor and furl that sail. Codge, get all paws up here on deck. I got something to say.